day.
Can you believe?
Brown cow. Stunning.
You're a homosexual.
I care about you.
Go, baby.
I just
no,
direct.
I'm not going.
Get this done.
We're here, we're queer, and we'll never die.
Hello, it's a gay area.
It is a gay area.
Who are
it?
You?
I'm Ruby.
Oh, you're back.
And I'm back? Yeah, I am back.
I'm back?
I'm back. Line back. Linebacker. I know sports.
Oh, it's sport day today,
it's
I think.
It's sports day. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
And the members of Across the Park have just threatened us and said don't talk about sports again.
They're like, this is our stuff. This is our sports, that's our thing. Don't even mention sports.
We don't talk about gay.
So don't talk about sports.
Gay sports, though, fair game.
Fair game. And as we know, all sports are gay, so... basically. We got a big show coming up.
What we have to say is just we do have a big show, but also...
Yeah. So we've got Diego Garcia Luna and Bree Mountain from Biconic Events coming in to chat about their Class of 20 Bi Teen event happening tonight at the Red Rattler in honor of... Bye week, because it's bye week.
And we have already said hello, because they are waiting in our green room. I'd just like to say that they've already shown us up, because both of them already have cooler names than us, and are also dressed a lot better.
They are very beautiful, and they look fantastic.
So me and Ruby will be just feeling a lot of shame.
Mainly shame.
But not because of bisexuality, because that's good.
No, Buy shit rules.
Buy shit rules.
Yeah.
All shit rules. I haven't been pooping.
We're going to play some music.
Are we? Cool.
You betcha. Tight. We're going to play some music for y'all because we've got a bunch of really cool tracks that are, going to be played by us.
Yeah.
It's going to be some real cool stuff. So we're going to start y'all off with a little track. It's the title track from King Princess's new EP, Ain't Together.
Thank you for listening. It's a Gay Area to SER 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
What were we just listening to, Ruby? Tell us.
I didn't turn your mic on.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm usually one who's doing the mistakes, but the tables have turned.
If you did not hear what Patrick said, he said, Ruby, what were we just listening to? And that's such a great question, Patrick. That track was In My Dreams from Jack Colwell. It was very beautiful. It's got his voice reminds me a lot of Nick Cave meets Morrissey. Morrissey's opinions may be bad, but his music's good.
That song reminded me of being in caves.
Being in caves.
Oh.
Actually, that song does not remind me of Nick Cave. It simply reminds me of being in a cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, that makes so much sense.
Do you remember when I think it was like he was an Australian Idol or X Factor person, and just before the finals, he freaked out and went hid in a cave on the like near Clovelly or Bondi or something in the cliffs.
Who?
I don't know, but like it was just some finalist from like one of those singing shows, and he went and hid in a cave.
This competition has frightened me, so I must hide in my cave.
Yes, that's
it. Just
what
reminds
he did.
Me of my favorite dating option in Hatterful Boyfriend, which of course is a dating sim for dating pigeons.
Yeah, you date pigeons.
There's one pigeon, which unlike the rest of the dating options, is just a bird.
Yeah,
is simply just a bird that loves pudding.
Yeah,
and he lives in a cave.
Yeah, I dated the pigeon who I liked the most. It turned out he was the spirit of a person who had killed himself in a library.
Jeez. Oh, he was the shy one.
Yeah, it was really intense.
Of course.
I was dating a ghost.
Aren't we all?
No.
Okay.
I'm not dating anyone.
Fellas, fellas, he's single. So, anyway, we're now going to go over to, we had a nice little chat with Diego Garcia Luna and Bree Mountain from Biconic Events.
The beautiful people.
We had a chat with them, so we're going to play that interview for you now. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Now, first things first, where did the concept for the Class of 20 Bi Teen originate from?
So
Biconic events essentially started around this time last year. I called up lovely Diego here, quite annoyed because there was nothing on in Sydney for the Bi+ community. I also felt like all year round there wasn't much going on, and Bi Visibility Day is meant to be the day that we are visible, and I felt completely invisible. So Diego said next year we will throw a picnic. Since that time, some pretty crazy opportunities have come our way. It's now our 8th event. But we wanted it to be our biggest, so we're heading to the Red Rattler for the first time. And what we kind of decided to do was make it a bit of a graduation of the year that's passed. It's been such a huge year for the Bi+ community, and so we decided we're graduating the year that has passed and welcoming the new year of Bi Visibility.
Yeah.
Bi rights.
I would say it's the end of financial year.
Yeah, there we go.
2019 and everything. Yeah.
How dare you? I'm so upset that you came up with that. So what is the importance of having events where bisexual people are able to be the central focus?
Yeah, I think that it's a, you know, for a long time we've seen other sort of, I guess, parts of the community represented quite strongly. But the difference is the bisexual community suffers from a lot of different things, not just erasure, but also people actually telling them that it's not really how they should feel. So it falls into different categories. And I think from me and Bria, it became so evident when we started holding these events. So it gives them a space where they feel they're accepted from their very core, and they can make connections with other people in the community.
Yeah,
it's such a fragmented community. So, you know, not just allowing them to connect with other bisexuals, but just seeing that there's other bisexuals are out there and proud can give these people that might feel a little shy still to come out an avenue to actually say, like, hey, look, they're out and they're enjoying their time and being celebrated. I should be able to do that too. And
Absolutely. Now, do you feel this event will help in alleviating some of the misconceptions and prejudice held towards bi people in the LGBT+ community?
I think one of the really fun things about our events is we've really tried to promote it as an inclusive event for everyone. One of my little jokes is that bi people bring everyone together, because we bring in the straight partners, the lesbian partners, the gay partners,
everybody.
We bring in all genders. I really see that at our events. I almost feel like everyone can feel comfortable because there's some sort of place there. And, you know, my particular group of friends, we come from all different sexualities, and generally, depending on what venue we're at, at least one or two of us will feel like it's not our particular place. So although, you know, it is Biconic and we do market to the Bi+ community, and that's how it started, we really want people to recognize it's about creating that safe space, but it's for everyone. Now, I say that because I think by creating an inclusive space for everyone, and bringing the community together, it normalizes bisexuality. So often it's not talked about. We talk about bi erasure, and that's a real thing. You know, a lot of people that I know, and myself at times, has been, you know, if I'm on a date with a woman, it's easier just not to bring up that part of yourself, because at times people have, you know, kind of thought, it's a classic, well, you're just going to leave me for a man, and this is a phase, and all of that. So I think suddenly seeing, you know, these large numbers of Bi+ people all out there in the world, it's kind of going, ah, oh, okay, you guys actually exist. We're visible now.
I think it is really interesting that even the need for a bi-centric event, it's just like there are so many places where in the queer community, especially like male gays, we're just like, I'm going to the gay club. There will be gays only. Only gays, no one else. Yeah. Gays only. If you are anything else, leave now.
Also, like, toned, probably white.
Exactly.
Certain places and in
a very specific type.
Yes. And I think that was part of the other thing, right? We purposely, our parties have tried to stay away from that Oxford Street scene. Not that we have anything against it. It's a great place and it gives a lot of people their area. However, I think it does do that. It does sort of segregate the community further.
Absolutely.
And that causes other issues, because it's already hard to find venues that are not welcoming, but the opposite, that people feel welcomed in, right? Because a lot of venues these days are welcoming, but there's a difference between that and actually being, you know, historically
feeling comfortable.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And speaking of, where are you hosting your event tonight?
At the Red Rattler Theatre, which is a community space. It's our first time that we're going to be there, and we're really, really excited.
Yeah. I've been, like, me and Ruby, I believe, have been to the Rattler before. Love it so much.
Love it.
A lot of DIY shows.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly the vibe we wanted. Yeah. You know, it's supposed to be we're a quirky brand. We don't exactly want to be, you know, perfect in every way. It's more about providing people a great way to celebrate. And that's what we want. And the Red Rattler sort of suits us really well in that way.
It's,
you know, bring your stuff and throw a celebration. That's all it's about.
We sat down once with someone and they were kind of, you know, a good friend of ours talking through, you know, let's talk about your brand. What does your brand represent? Think of some words that describe your brand. And I think the number one word we came up with was dorky.
Dorky. No, I love that.
Which is our event tonight is essentially 80s graduation prom style. Yeah, and we
so
kind of
cliche.
Went,
yeah,
yeah, we're
exactly.
We're pretty dorky, but I think a lot of the Bi Plus community are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dorky. I was thinking today, I'm pretty sure, a staple of bi culture, at least for me, is really stupid t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like currently, you cannot see it, but right now I am wearing a t-shirt that has like a painted picture of Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, and at the top it says "Death is certain."
I've just looked at it.
I wore
it
to work, and one of my bosses said, "Maybe not appropriate."
And for those of you who may not believe Ruby, I have also seen her purchase a Goku shirt, which she did not have enough money for, and borrowed money from her friends.
I did not borrow money. It was a gift. And everybody was very happy with their investment in this Dragon Ball Z
shirt.
They
were taking part in the investment. That's
exactly.
What they were happy with. It was a privilege to be there.
Exactly. So how long has Biconic been running events?
We've been running them for a year, actually, now. So, this sort of stands as our sort of first anniversary party, too, at the same time.
So the idea stemmed at this time. Yeah. I think our first official party was December 7th.
Yeah.
But this is when we jumped in, we got to do something around this time.
Our genesis.
You have a one-year-old, and here's to many more birthdays.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So what other events are you planning or for the near future? Like, what do you have in the works?
Yeah, so, I mean, we run a number of sort of set events. So we have community cocktails, which is for people who are outside the community and just want a sort of a quieter space, a more casual Sunday event to meet people and mingle, sort of like the first step into the community and actually, you know, also find somebody to go to an event with, like a bigger, larger party.
And not everyone wants to go out at 10 o'clock at night and party till 3 a.m. So
no.
this is
some of us want to sleep.
Exactly. So it's catering to that different part of the community who also feel we don't necessarily want to celebrate who we are, but doesn't mean we want to be out till 2 and crawling back home.
That's valid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we've got a couple of events and our ongoing party. So we're thinking about going also to some of the Pride events around, you know, the little Pride events that are coming up the coast.
We're up at Newcastle Pride. We just had a stall there and
amazing.
It was so exciting. There were so many teenagers there wearing bi flags.
Little gays.
Everywhere.
Oh,
baby
buys.
They ran up and they were so excited to have, you know, to see some representation. And So we want to kind of move our regular parties, hopefully at some stage next year, up to Newcastle. And we're thinking down to Wollongong as well. But at this stage, it's
just Sydney.
When we get there.
Now, last but not least, as we know, Bisexual Awareness Day. Well, Bi Visibility Day was at the start of this week, but this whole week is obviously known as Bi Week. So what does Bi Week mean to you two?
Yeah. So, for me, this year it means something really different. So last year it was quite a negative time for me because I didn't feel represented. Mm-hmm. I was Googling, I was looking everywhere for events, and there were actually, I found out later, some events on, but I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
And I, at the time, wasn't hugely confident in my sexuality. You know, I dated women, I'd definitely started to go into the queer scene, but my bisexuality was, I don't know, it still had a bit of shame attached to it for me. So it was a strange week for me. But, you know, this year there's been so much on around the world. There's been, you know, celebrities talking about it. There was an amazing video with a bunch of bi plus identifying celebrities speaking. Sydney had this amazing event called Bylines by Sydney Bi Network, which everyone should check out as well, where they had all these different speakers. They had an exhibition of bisexuality over history in Australia, and I guess just seeing that, you know, I felt visible, but I felt, I guess, validated, recognized, and I actually was celebrating this year and felt like, you know, this is a part of myself that I can be celebrating. And it's been amazing to be on this journey this whole year to kind of get to that point and to get to see so many other people throughout this year kind of go through a similar journey. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and for me, I think it's I think for me it's sort of a validation of the work we've been doing and managed to do for the community. I think it's so important sometimes when you get caught up in what you're doing, you don't take a step back to congratulate yourself, but also like the community around you, because it takes a lot of, we're not able to sort of exist without the community being brave enough to step out and come out to these events, right? And so when it's been hard for them previously to trust in organizations and in other groups to organize them events that represent them and celebrate them, sort of having them come out to events and validate us really means a lot during the week, because it shows that the work you've been doing to shore to represent this community is also there, standing up saying, no, we actually appreciate you being here.
Yeah,
so it's really
and
nice.
We get, like, in our messenger inbox, we get so many incredible personal messages of thanks from people. And yeah, sometimes you don't step back and kind of see what it means. And Diego and I never intended to start an events business. It kind of just, various opportunities fell in our lap. We have to be so thankful to the Imperial, who said, you know, we have a spare weekend. Do you want to put on a party? And yeah, from there's been so many opportunities. And I think without the community being there welcoming us, there's no way we would have been here, and we've just made it up as we went.
happily stumbled through it.
Yeah, it's been a very cool year.
Awesome.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. You can catch Biconic events tonight at the Red Rattler from 9 p.m.
Yeah. Class of 20 bi teen.
Yeah.
Red Rattler tonight.
So get down there. If you don't, you're biphobic.
Bingo. Yahtzee. Yeah.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
All right, and that was
Diego Garcia Luna and Bree Mountain from Biconic Events.
Two hot people with cool names.
I often pride myself on being very well dressed. They did better than me today.
Yeah,
and I must go.
I don't pride myself on the way I dress. No, I pride myself on the way I dress. Sometimes. I'll give myself that.
I think it's good to, whatever you like. If you don't like clothes or if you don't, but it's fine. You
Do
are
you
wearing
hate
a
clothes?
Shirt. Do you hate clothes?
Email us.
www.gaygay and hash.
Point.
Point.
At gmail.org.
.au.
Dot
NZ.
NZ. Dot I'm big baby. I love to poo in my diaper. Big baby times hashtag baby life. .com. So, you can if you go to Facebook and look up Class of 20 by Teen, you can check out the event. But Class of 20 by Teen is happening tonight at the Red Rattler. So if you want to go have a little boogie, have a little fun time, fun by time, head to the Red Rattler tonight.
Yes, absolutely. And remember, if you don't, you're biphobic.
That's true.
And unfortunately, I have a date, so I can't go, so I'm biphobic.
And that's the law. That's the law.
You know, this is the gay area, and the lore of our show, L-O-R-E, is that this is a gay area, and what we say goes.
And we have lots of history. I'm talking, like, medieval stuff.
Yeah, Ruby...
You know, the stuff that you skip over in games.
I like the lore in games.
I don't...
I do, because... Okay,
no, I do.
The history of me and Ruby's show. We both have swords and attack people who aren't gay.
That's true.
Yeah.
We get in a lot of trouble, but...
The police haven't found us yet.
Yeah. We're doing... Oh, actually, pirate radio. Like, you seen the boat that rocked? We're like that. We just do radio on a boat.
The episode of the Goonies... Not the Goonies, the Goodies.
The Goodies.
Where they're just on a boat, but it's a very deep boat.
Yeah. Goody, and they're doing radio. Yum.
I haven't seen them in so long, and I want to...
It's a great show.
It's so good.
It's a great show. Really fantastic
Really,
show.
Really good. Bill Oddie loves birds.
I remember watching that show as a kid, and it kind of... It was like another part of like UK comedy at that time. You know, you had like Monty Python and Fawlty Towers.
I've never seen Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers is amazing. I highly suggest everybody watch Fawlty Towers.
I do watch Monty Python still occasionally. I'm just like, oh, like this is funny. And then they say something real transphobic and I'm just like, ah!
Yeah, don't watch Monty Python's Flying Circus. It has not aged well. Everything else, however, has aged all right, I'd say.
Not John Cleese.
No.
He still says mean things.
I mean, none of them, in that sense, I think all of them.
I mean, one of them died.
That's true.
Yeah, but he was gay, I think, so...
Ah. unfortunately...
We're out of time.
Big thank you to our producers. And stay tuned for Hardcore Classic. Big thank you to Diego and Bree for coming in and having a chat with us. Go to Class of 20 by Teen tonight at the Rhett Radler. Stay tuned once again for Hardcore Classic. Us sweet boys.
Boys. Ruby went Mr. Burns. She hunched her shoulders and tented her fingers.
Us sweet boys. We're going to leave you with a song.
A chocolate.
We're going to leave you with a chocolate. This song comes from Brittany Howard from their new album, Jamie. And this track's called Georgia. You're listening to It's a Gay Area.
On 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
Bye.
We'll see you next week, babies.